Well, now Mpumalanga, we are joined by Oprasbu, that is Sibusiso Sumbane. He joins us now to reflect on the legacy of veterinary actor, that is Mngatisi Shabangu. Oprasbu joins us on the line. Oprasbu, thank you so much for having joined us this evening. Thank you so much for being part of this dialogue. Oprasbu is the manager of the City of Mbombela's youth office. Yeah, we're going to just reflect on the legacy of Upra Mngatisi Shabangu. Oprasbu, thank you so much for having joined us. Obviously, this conversation is at the back end of the tributes and the send-off of Upra Mngatisi Shabangu. You know, you cited something very interesting on the memorial service. You said that it is a pity that he's among the people that government did not support. I mean, if those are some of the sentiments that are known, why wasn't he supported?
Thank you, my brother, for having me, and good evening to you, listeners at home. I was invited surely to the memorial service of Utamne. Well, I made some statement there regarding the way we treated him. And as the city, of course, we have supported Utamne, but I don't want to be seen as a saint, actually, in the support that he was not getting. You see, I must be also be counted among those who didn't support them.
You know, when you look at just the creative industry in the province of Mpumalanga, particularly even in the city of Mbombela, I mean, obviously we are a tourism, somewhat of a hub, tourist hub, you know, the province that is in Mpumalanga, and you look at the cornerstone of just tourism, it should be creative industry. Why are we not seeing people being supported in those spaces? You know, maybe from just a provincial scale, you know, and as well as in the city, you know, why are we not supporting them as much, you know, so such that it is thoroughly evident to Banaban?
Look, historically, we should know that Mpumalanga was one of the provinces with so many talents, but the talents migrated to other provinces, in particular Gauteng province.
Sure.
There are a number of factors that can be mentioned why our artists migrated to other provinces. Such as lack of perhaps infrastructure, lack of platforms within which artists can showcase their talent. Even we cannot left out the lack of music promoters whom can make sure that artists are being put on a correct and direct platform to showcase their talent. So there are a number of factors, not only that as government we are not supporting the local artists, but we must also fuse in the historical background of our country as a whole that contributed in this situation.
You know, maybe lastly, before I let you go, Raspu, I like something that you said there. You said it is upon us now that we should start rectifying some of the mistakes that have been done. You know, the question could be then to you, what becomes the immediate solution, you know, from where you are? Because I understand that you can't, you know, you can't be a saint and do everything at once. But where you are, you know, as a manager of the youth office in the city of Mbombela, what becomes the mandate, you know, that emanates, you know, from, you know, this giant that has fallen down, having not been supported by his own people? How then do we rectify some of those mistakes?
Thank you very much again for the good question. It's not the question of the matter of rectifying. Remember, pre-COVID, as a city, we had a program that seeks to support artists within the city of Mbombela. I'll speak on the perspective of the city of Mbombela. If you recall very well, there was, as a city, we introduced, or perhaps rather we developed a program where our local artists came together and we they performed collectively with Tuse Sizahara. Then
yes, yes.
We coined that concept as Zahara and Friends.
Yes, yes.
That on its own was aimed at making sure that a local artists find expression in actually showcasing their talents and making something to show home. But because of COVID, it actually halted everything because we had to abandon programs and projects. So that was a problem. But as a city, speaking from the city perspective, we have programs within which we support artists. If you can recall very well, on the acting site or on the acting sphere, we had a movie called Novula 1 and Novula Part 2, of which we are in the process of having Novula Part 3 as well. So those were are the programs that seeks to advance the interest of our local artists. And if you can remember very well, also there was a movie called Umchindi.
Yes, yes.
Which also was supported by the city of Mbombela. So I'm trying to show you and the listeners at home that as a city, we do have programs that seeks to support artists. But because of budget constraints and other factors, like I've alluded before, your COVID, et cetera, we're unable to be seen doing enough for our artists. But believe me now, we have a new baby in town, a new Department of Sports, Arts and Culture in the city of Mbombela, which is led by MMC Kanye Mhlanga. And the executive mayor of the city has met on her maiden address, she made it a fact that youth development is part of her priorities in the in the city of Mbombela. So she has given us the relevant support, the political support that we are needing to advance the interests of the artists and generally interests of the people of the city.
Yeah. Mr. Sumbane, I really want to thank you for having availed yourself this evening for us to just have this chat, but also thank you so much to the number of people that have benefited, you know, who come to your office and, you know, seeking help so that, you know, the creative industry of our province and of the city of Mbombela stays alive. I really want to thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Every time you want to talk to us about the developments and other things outside of the artistic industry, we are available to give you feedback. Thank you.